Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome and thank you for joining the Recordati first quarter 2018 results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Marianne Tatschke, Director Investor Relator of Recordati. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello, good afternoon or good morning to everybody, and thank you for attending the Recordati conference call today. Fritz Kuhn, our CFO, will be presenting and commenting upon our first quarter 2018 results. For a better understanding of his presentation, please access the set of slides available on our website, www.recordati.com, under the Investors section and Presentations tab. At the end of the presentation, we will answer any questions you may have. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Marianne. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone. We can start with slide 2 in our presentation. And we are pleased with our first quarter 18 results, which are in line with our full-year target and confirm sales and margin growth. Consolidated revenue in the period is 366.5 million, which are up by 7.2%. Sales, including this period, an estimated negative exchange rate effect, which could be estimated in 12.4 million or 3.6%. Also, sales also include those related to metoprolol-based product acquired from AstraZeneca integrated in our product portfolio as from July last year, and which amount of 23.3 million in the first quarter of 2018. Then good performance in terms of sales, but a further improvement of our margin and in track in line with the improvement we had in the previous year. Let's start with our EBITDA. EBITDA at 36.7% of sales is 134.4 million and up by 14.2%. Operating income at 32.9% of sales is 120.5 million, an increase of 12.4% compared to the same quarter of last year, and net income at 23.6% of sales is 86.6 million. Here we have an increase of 10.3% over the same period of the preceding year. Then we are improving our margin and we are growing our margin with a double-digit growth in all our lines, EBITDA, operating income, and net income. In terms of financial situation, we continue to have a very solid financial position. Net debt is at the end of the period 484.6 million, which has an increase of 102.3 million, but which is only due to the share buyback for which we have had an overall disbursement in the period of 169.8 million. We continue to have a solid cash flow generation, excluding this extraordinary point, extraordinary subject. Regarding the activity for the further development of the company, I would like to underline that at the beginning of April, an agreement was signed with Mylan for the acquisition of the right to Cystagon in Europe and other territories. Cystagon was previously sold under license from Mylan. Then we are improving our rights in our orphan treatment of rare diseases. Slide number 3, the performance of our corporate products is in line with our expectation. Zanidip, Lercanidipine sales are slightly down, only due to the reduction of sales in Algeria following importation restriction on product for which there is local production. But in all the other business, Lercanidipine plain is keeping market share. Sales of Zanipress are down, and this is due to the competition from generic version as expected. But I think it's important to say that in the quarter we have only a decrease of 6.1%, even if we have to compete against generic. And the overall sales of Lercanidina franchise in the first quarter of 2018 are nearly 55 million euros. Urorec, Cyclodosin, generated sales of 26.7 million during the quarter and are up by 12% due to a good performance of our product in all the main markets. Sales of Livazo are 12.4 million and are up by 29.3%, and this is due to the good performance of the product in Turkey, but also in all the other markets where it has been launched. Therefore, corporate product growing double digit. On let's now comment on our metoprolol sales. Just to remind you that on 30 June 2007, that the agreement with AstraZeneca of the acquisition of the rights of Seloken and Lofimax, these are the three brands that we have acquired from AstraZeneca for product based on metoprolol, and was concluded. The revenue generated by this product in the European countries covered by the agreement are consolidated as from 1st of July 2017. And sales in the first quarter of 2018 are 23.3 million. And this product contributes significantly to the growth of our subsidiary, mainly in Germany, Poland, France, and the Czech Republic and Romania. Then we are starting selling and managing, and we are pleased with the performance of metoprolol in the first quarter. Then we have our other corporate products, which are down overall by 3.7%, and this is due mainly to competition from generic version of Rutatadina based brand, but most important is to the weak flu season, and also the negative exchange rate effect that we have had in this quarter in our sales in Russia. Our specialties indicated for the treatment of rare diseases generated sales of 54.8 million during the period, an increase of 5.2%. Sales in the USA market are down by 8.6%, and this is due to a negative exchange rate effect and also to the initial competition from a generic version of Contragen. On the other hand, very solid performance in all the other parts of the world of our portfolio of products for the treatment of rare diseases. Slide number 4, this graph shows the breakdown of our revenue as usual by type of product. And now you can see that corporate products, including the rare disease drug, now account for 68% of revenue, with the inclusion of metoprolol franchise acquired from AstraZeneca. Slide number 5, the slide shows sales performance by geography. Let's start with our Italian market. Sales in Italy are up by 2.3%, and this is due mainly to the good performance of Urorec and Calticor, and the significant growth in the market of the treatment of rare diseases and the integration in the portfolio, and this is true in all our markets, as from July 17 of the metoprolol-based brand acquired from AstraZeneca. Sales in France are up by 14.1%. Worth here mentioning is the good performance also in France of Urorec, the good performance of Methadone, it's our product that we are selling in France, in addition to the sales of Lercan, the second brand of Lercanidipina, which is now marketed directly by our subsidiary following the termination last year of the license agreement with Pierfabre. And here again, the integration in our product portfolio as from July 17 of the metoprolol-based product acquired from AstraZeneca. It's worth also mentioning that the treatment of rare diseases also in France are growing strongly. In Germany, sales are up by 20.5%, mainly thanks to the sales generated by metoprolol-based products. Revenue generated in Russia, Ukraine, and CIS countries is 32.1 million, which are down in euro by 4.7%, but it includes estimated currency effect losses of 3.6 million. If we are analyzing sales in Russia in local currency, these are practically flat, are down by 0.3%, and this is due to the sales reduction of the product for seasonal disorders due to a much weaker flu season than the flu season we had last year. I would like to remind you the strong performance we had in our Russian business in local currency in the first quarter of 2017. In Russia, the corporate products Urorec, Zanidip, and Livazo are performing well. The group's pharmaceutical business in the USA is, just to remind you, that is dedicated to the marketing of products for the treatment of rare diseases. Sales in the quarter of 2018 are 25.6 million. As I said, these are down by 8.6% due to the significant negative exchange rate and the initial competition from a generic version of Cosmigen. In US dollar, our US business is growing by 6.5%. Sales in Turkey are down by, in euro-denominated sales, are down by, by 0.4%, but include a negative currency exchange effect, which is estimated to be 3.4 million. Here again, in local currency, sales for our Turkey subsidiary continue to grow significantly. And in the quarter, the growth, we grew our business by 18.5%. And just a comment also on sales in Central and Eastern countries, which benefit significantly from the consolidation of the metoprolol-based product acquired from AstraZeneca. And we are very pleased by having now in this market a critical mass that we wanted to have. Slide number six, as usual, we present in this graph the geographical breakdown of our pharmaceutical revenue. Just to remind you that Italy continued to be in the region of 20, in particular in the first quarter is 21.4% of our total sales. Slide number seven, we have already analyzed the P&L analysis and sales, we have already analyzed our revenue for the period, which are growing by 7.2%. Let's now move on the P&L analysis. Gross profit is 257.2 million with a margin of 70.2% on sales, an improvement over that of the preceding year due to the further growth of product with higher margin and also to the positive effect of the metoprolol-based product acquired from AstraZeneca. Selling expenses at 25% of sales increase less than sales and are therefore down as a percent of revenue compared to the preceding year thanks to the increased efficiency of the group commercial organization. We continue to improve our margin thanks to our capacity to leverage our sales organization. G&A expenses are down by 4.4 and diminish as a percent of sales to 4.5%. R&D expenses are 27.7 million and our R&D expenses are up by 19.4% compared to those recorded in the first quarter of 2017. And this is due to initiation of new development programs and the amortization of the acquired rights of the metoprolol-based product. Net financial charges are 4.9 million, an increase of 3.1 million due to the interest of the new medium long-term loans and the higher currency exchange rate losses, mainly linked to intercompany agreement in Rabo and in Turkish lira. The effective tax rate during the period is 25.1%, which is percent slightly below that of the same period of the preceding year, in line with our expectation. And now let's finish with our net income at 23.6% of sales, is 86.6 million, an increase of 10.3 million over the same period of the preceding year. And let me comment also the EBITDA, in our, which is 36.7% of sales, and our EBITDA is up by 14.2%. Then, let's say that in the quarter we have very solid financial performance with our margin, which continue to improve quarter by quarter. Slide number 8. This slide shows the split of revenues and EBIT between our two business segments, and EBIT margin for the rare disease segment are 47%, and for the primary specialty care segment at 30.4%. It's important to underline that both segments show margin improvements. Slide number 9, our financial position. As I said, at the end of March, the net financial position shows a net debt of 484.6 million compared to the net debt of 381.8 million at the end of 2017. But I would like to underline that during the period, 10 million milestone was paid as per the license agreement with Gedeon Richter for the right of Reagila, but more important, we have purchased own share for an overall amount of 169.8 million. Therefore, we have an increase of our net debt, which is only due to the acquisition of our treasury stock. Having said that, on slide number 12, we are presenting and, let's say, confirming our target for the full year 2018. In line with our previous target, the expectation is to achieve sales of between 1,350,000,000 and 1,370,000,000. No acquisitions are included in this target, although I confirm that we are strongly committed, as in the past, to an ongoing acquisition strategy in order to accelerate our growth. Regarding margin are expected to continue to improve. For the full year, we expect to achieve an EBITDA of between 490 and 500 million, which is around 36% of sales. EBIT of between 430 and 440 million, around 32% of sales, and net income of between 310 and 315 million, here around of 23% of sales. Then we are, and the good performance in the first quarter, based on the first quarter result, we are confident to be able to achieve our full year results and the target that we have announced.
Okay, Mr. Swindle's presentation finishes here. If you have any further questions, please, operator, could you please open the question and answer session?
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question comes from James Wallace with Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my questions. Firstly, on the share buyback in the quarter, out of your total share repurchase authorization of 300 million euros, you spent 170 million in the first quarter. What level of further repurchases would it be sensible to assume going forward for the year? Does this level of share repurchase signal a lack of sensible external acquisition opportunities at this time? Secondly, on Systagon, in practical terms, what will the change in relationship with Mylan on Systagon mean? Have you paid an upfront sum to avoid paying an ongoing royalty? If so, what level is that? And then also, could you just tell us the number of shares you have outstanding at the end of the first quarter? And then finally, just on cariprazine, perhaps you could just give us a bit of color on sort of how the launch preparations are going. Thank you.
Okay, regarding our share treasury stock policy, indeed, we have a significant increase our treasury stock in the quarter because the main reason we have bought the stock is to serve our stock option plan, and today we have bought practically the full value, the total number of stock that we have to use in our existing stock option plan that we don't see in the near future, let's say, without a new stock option plan issue to significantly increase the number of stock that we want to acquire. Then we have invested this money to acquire what we need is necessary for the future stock up plan. In the note of our consolidated balance sheet, in particular in the notes 11, you will find all the information regarding the stock option, the option outstanding at the end of March, and the number of treasury stock we have now in our balance sheet. The second question was related to the Sistagon. Okay, we have bought the full rights, and then we have transformed the license agreement in a product which is now proprietary. We have paid in April a milestone for this acquisition. What is significantly changing that we have the full right for forever, and we have also going forward the right for reducing progressively our cost of goods based on our full right of this, on this product. We have paid, you will find this number in the next report. Altogether, we have paid 20 million euro for this deal, which is based on technology transfer or acquisition of the right of the product. The third is linked to our Reagila business. The launch is going ahead. We have now, in the month of April, launched the drug in Germany. This was in our plan, and we have now, in April, launched the drug. Then we are also working actively in our market access activity, and we expect progressively during the second part of 18 and the first half of 19 to start launching Reagila in all the other major markets in Europe.
Thank you. Could you tell us what the price is in Germany?
Price in Germany of Reagila?
These are, let's say, commercial information, but the price that we have now obtained is in line with our expectation. And we are pleased by the price that we have obtained. But frankly speaking, for a major reason, I don't want to comment on detail on the price on Reagila in this conference call.
Okay, thank you very much.
That is a good price, and as usual, the price in Germany is a higher price at the beginning, and then there is other mechanism. And then we are expecting some reduction in Germany, but this is in line, even a bit higher than what was in our previous business, in our business case. Just to reassure the market that we are on track, and we are doing our activity, we are progressively developing our market access activity, and we are pleased by the evolution of Reagila market access activity.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
The next question comes from Bruno Bermuti with Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I would like to ask you, what is your view on possible acquisitions if you see changes in the market compared to your plan, to your previous view. So if I remember you are keen to bolt on acquisitions in the markets where you are already present. I wanted to understand if this is still your strategy and if you believe that by the end of the year there could be the materialization of any possible deal.
Okay, then. As I said when I was commenting the target, we continue to be strongly committed to this ongoing acquisition strategy, which in order to accelerate the growth, and we continue to have as target this bolt-on acquisition, which means to try to find assets in the existing geography for leveraging the organization, for accelerate growth, and I can confirm that for the time being there are projects that we are looking, there are opportunities. Today we have not included in our target because it's practically impossible to say yes or no if we are able to close some deal, but we are actively working on this approach, on this strategy. And strongly commitment, opportunities in the market, and then we expect to close some deals in the past. I don't know if this will be done in the third quarter, second quarter, but I think for this acquisition it's important that we are confirming strongly our commitment, and I can confirm also to all of you that there are opportunities available in this arena in the market, in the M&A arena.
Yeah.
Okay, if there aren't any...
There are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay,
so goodbye to everybody. Thank you for participating.
Goodbye to all of you.